I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Friday, June 10. Coming up, Economic Program Oversight Committee lauds drop-in inflation rate, transportation hub coming to Portmore, and pit latrines to be removed from schools by 2017. The news in detail after this message.
Portmore residents, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 11 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 11, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore.
Now the news. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Baz, says the economy stands to benefit from the continued depreciation in the rate of inflation. Jamaica recorded inflation of negative 0.4% for April 2016, the fourth consecutive month of negative inflation. The calendar year-to-date inflation rate is negative 1.7%. Mr. Baz says Jamaica's inflation figures are now comparable to those of first-world economies. The benefits of low inflation include stability in the prices of goods and services. It also provides impetus for the private sector to invest in the economy.
This is good news for consumers generally. Normally that number is positive. And I remember days when Jamaica had inflation of 13%. That wasn't so far ago, and 11% and even more. So it is quite a phenomenon for us to be experiencing negative inflation.
The downward movement of the inflation rate is due largely to decreases in the price of oil, as well as the recovery of agricultural production. Mr. Baz was speaking at the monthly EPOC press briefing earlier this week. The Ministry of Transport and Mining is preparing a submission to be sent to the Public Investment Management Committee following the completion of feasibility studies for the new Portmore Transportation Hub. Portfolio Minister Mike Henry, while making his contribution to the 2016-17 sectoral debate, said after the submission, the document will be sent to Cabinet for approval.
The hub is intended to improve the service planning of the JUTC by reducing the number of kilometers traveled and associated costs while increasing the passenger load factor of each trip.
The Portmore Transportation Hub is estimated to cost just over $8.5 billion. Minister Henry says the facility will encourage some commuters who now travel via private transport to use the public transportation system. This, he says, will reduce the number of motor vehicles that travel between Portmore and St. Andrew daily and increase the ridership for public transportation in the area. The hub is to be built on undeveloped land at the Portmore Town Center. In the meantime, Transport Minister Mike Henry says come September, the Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC will be extending its bus services from St. Catherine to sections of Clarendon and close to Manchester. The pilot three-route operation will run from Old Harbour in St. Catherine to sections of South Clarendon, including school routes in and around Maypen, particularly Garvey Maseo High in southwest Clarendon. Minister Henry says on this route there have been many reports of tragedies involving undesirable and illegal school bus operations in recent years. He says provision of the bus service will help to improve safety and minimize transportation costs for members of the public in rural Jamaica, especially students. Provisions have also been made for 35 new buses to be added to the fleet of the state-owned bus company this fiscal year. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is far advanced in its efforts to provide schools across the island with modern sanitary facilities by 2017. At present, 69 schools utilize pit latrines, down from more than 200 in 2012. Junior Education Minister Floyd Green, while making his contribution to the 2016-17 sectoral debate in Parliament Wednesday, said an allocation of $76 million has been made available in the 2016-17 budget for the ministry's sanitation program.
With the help of the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, the Chase Fund, and Food for the Poor, we expect to eliminate pit latrines by the end of 2017.
During the 2014-2015 financial year, 130 schools that utilized pit latrines were targeted for action. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.